When was the last time you built a sandcastle? Maybe it's been a while. If you've been to the beach lately with kids, it was probably on the beach day agenda. It's one of the most popular activities to spend time doing at the beach. You see sand, you want to play in it and build a sandcastle. Over the years, we've made some great summertime memories with family at the beach, making sandcastles and other crazy beach creations. We've created Barbie castles, complete with swimming pools and outdoor sea oat gardens with seashell entries, to turtles, hearts, flowers, cars you can sit in, crocodiles, and many more. For little ones, the idea of some magical sandcastle is in their little mind, so they set out with buckets and shovels and high hopes to only get discouraged after about 10 minutes because nothing is really working out right. What started off to be a castle looks more like a mound of sand with a seashell on top. Adults know that it actually takes a lot of time to build a good sandcastle. You need just the right amount of water mixed with sand to make it work. You need to pack the sand down into the bucket or plastic castle wall just right for it to slide out and actually look like the mold. Once you have your foundation, you must continue to pack it down and add water to keep it from caving in. You need to be close enough to the water, but not too close so the surf doesn't wash it away. Children need our time, guidance, and help with the process. Parents, here's the truth. Our children don't just need time, guidance, and help with sandcastles. Their little hearts are growing up in a world that wants them to build their castles and life on everything but the firm foundation of Jesus. We know the truth, and it's our responsibility to speak and live that out for them daily. Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. This is a very early reminder of the greatest commandment for the new generation of Israelites that were about to enter the Promised Land. The previous generation had died in the wilderness, and these commandments were to be passed down and made clear for this young generation stepping into a new season. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Those commands, then and now, are the heart of our faith. Jesus quoted it in Matthew to the Pharisees. It's what matters most, what makes life work. It's our guide for building a life and heart focused on God. Building sandcastles is a reminder of how important it is to spend time with our children, get on our knees, dig in deep, and be intentional in guiding and shaping their hearts with these truths. My girls are watching how I live my life, how I love God and those around me. Training them daily at home, in the car, at the beach, starting and ending each day with the truth and guidance of God's word in my life will help them avoid the sinking sand of the world and lead them to build their life on a solid foundation of faith. That's the truth. Take time to build sandcastles with your children. You don't even need sand. I'm Lori Klein.